Welcome to a podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. Check HumboldtLastWeek.com for episodes, local news before episodes are released, and Hum Along Alternative Rock Radio. Again, that's at HumboldtLastWeek.com. This programming has the intent of informing and vibing with a kind community, and these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at NorthCoastJournal.com. We're coming up on the start of spring, and it is looking like spring as I record this. My name is Miles. This is Humboldt Last Week. Please do reach out with local stories, and now we're jumping in with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. This is episode 314, dated March 15th, 2024. A teenager's alleged plan to sell drugs on social media shockingly backfired. A 19-year-old Eurekan was reportedly stung by undercovers in an attempt to sell cocaine and other drugs on those apps that we use to doom scroll. Apparently accompanied by a juvenile, cops say he was also using a 3D printer to build guns. You could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. This one was wild. A family survived a plane crash near the Humboldt-Mendocino line down there with the help of some cool tech. As the small plane became apparently doomed in the air due to engine failure, family of three from Santa Rosa, including a two-year-old, used a handy device to survive, so slowing the fall to the ground was an entire aircraft parachute system, the only FAA-approved system like that. So they crashed and tangled in some trees in Whale Gulch, and they only had minor injuries. You could read that awesome, incredible story at Redheaded Black Belt. Humboldt County is eyeing its cannabis future after the rejection of what High Times called the Karen Initiative. That's Measure A, which sought to significantly restrict the local cannabis industry, but voters resoundingly rejected that on their ballots. Per sources, now the focus is on improving regulations, allowing more direct sales opportunities, and incentivizing good practices while reminding the world of Humboldt County's cannabis quality and history. Here's a quote. The challenge now is that the market is flooded with cheap product, while consumers have been taught that THC content is the primary determinant of quality. End quote. You could read more via the North Coast Journal. This was shocking for some. Yurok and Bear River tribal officials have denounced proposed offshore wind energy projects along the North Coast. Reps say they believe the impacts outweigh the benefits and they should have been better consulted. In opposition, others claim climate change is a much greater threat than offshore wind turbines and the economic benefits will be incredible. Hundreds of millions of federal dollars have already been invested in proposed offshore wind energy projects off of Humboldt County's shore, and we'll see how this news impacts things. You could read more via the Times Standard. Maybe the arrest of an alleged racist. An arrest was made following reports of threatening and anti-Semitic messages on social media. 33-year-old Daniel Epperson of Arcata was also charged with harassment, and he was booked. It appears the same man was arrested back in 2015 after allegedly attacking a group with a bat before knocking himself unconscious. You could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. This is a surprise. A school board controversially voted to oust Arcata High School's principal. Members of the community have been confused and angry as Ron Perry has been a popular figure in local education. While a complete explanation is sought about why they're demoting him, admins say Perry will complete the school year as principal and then they plan to reassign him into a teaching position. You could read more via Loco and the Arcata High paper Pepperbox. Congressman Jared Huffman joined the majority of United States representatives voting to rein in TikTok. While the advancing House bill faces tough odds in the Senate, it aims to either force TikTok to sell the addictive app or face a ban in the United States. Reps fear the app could be used by the Chinese government to manipulate impressionable minds here. In a Loco poll, the majority of voters agreed with Huffman's stance to rein TikTok in. You can read more via New York Times. They continue to see promise in the young man. The New York Jets re-signed Eureka export Jake Hansen. Jake joined the Jets in 2023 after stints with the Green Bay Packers, the Oregon Ducks, and the Eureka Loggers. Last season, he started four games at right guard on the offensive line for the Jets. Next season, we'll get to see how Jake protects controversial attention seeker Aaron Rodgers, so long as Jake can still start and Aaron stays healthy. And wow, Eureka's St. Bernard's earned their first ever high school state championship in girls basketball. Coach Matt Tomlin and his team of standouts had an awesome season record of 30-5. Congrats on the inspiring run, Crusaders. You can read more via Humboldt Sports. And what can we get into? Nirvana and Green Day cover bands at Blue Lake Casino tonight. St. Patty's Day coming soon. Live music, comedy, roller derby at the end of the month. Check out all those events and more via the Loco Lowdown and North Coast Journal calendar. Hey, please reach out with any interesting local news stories. Please don't forget to check HumboldtLastWeek.com every day for local news before episodes come out. And Rock Radio. Talk to you soon. And these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at NorthCoastJournal.com.